It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Nancy, there we go. Welcome to Full Recovery Radio. I'm Dave Kalb, along with my good friend Harold Feely. We're going to be bringing you the live basketball game here between the varsity boys of the Full Recovery Indians and the Delphi St. John Blue Jays.
Here at Robert Arnson Gymnasium.
Yeah.
He was a legend.
Yes, he is. A big old picture of him up there on the side of the gym. Looks awesome.
Absolutely. How about the JV game?
JV game didn't go our way, did it? We came in here about halftime, and we were down. We did make a good battle there at the end, trying to come back. Nice, we ended up with a 13-point loss, 40-27. I think we'll go over the... we don't have the starters yet.
We're still waiting on the lineup.
Bubba's going to get us the starters up.
We got no lineups yet. It looks like the Delphi St. John is coming in at a, what, 1-2 in the MAC?
1-2.
One and two in the MAC.
I think 1-2 overall. Where are they?
On the back, they have the...
There he is.
We're 1-1. Delphi's is 1-2. So this is their first MAC game, our first MAC game.
Yep, our first MAC game.
Yep.
Somebody's full slate tonight on the old schedule.
Yes, sirree. Minster is over at New Bremen. That's always a barn burner for those guys. New Bremen's 1-0. And of course, they had a great football run, Harold, as we
they
know.
They did.
And Minster's got three games under their belt. Verzale's 1-2 at Parkway, who's 0-1, which kind of shocked me. But they played Crestview.
Yeah. Crestview's pretty good.
Crestview's pretty tough. And, of course, Parkway's... They lost a couple seniors last year. They got a couple good guys back there. That Hughes boy is still back. He's a senior this year.
They'll be tough.
They'll get it figured out for sure.
Absolutely.
Coldwater Cavaliers 1-1 at New Knoxville, who's 1-3, and Marion Local, who is 0-3 early in the season, and they're at St. Henry, who's 3-1. The only people that played. Let's see. Brazil's is 0-1 in the MAC. I wonder who they played. It's got to be somebody.
Somebody's 1-1.
Oh, Minster's 1-0. Minster beat Brazil's.
I was trying to think that, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
I got stuck in my head. I was just thinking orange.
Figure out which one.
Yeah. So they were both orange.
We got a little bad news here, but looks like Clay Schmitz is not gonna dress tonight.
Schmitz standing there in dress clothes.
I think he came down kind of hard on his shoulder, Coach said on our show Wednesday night. I think he was going to go get it checked out and see how bad it is, and they're all hoping not too bad. Maybe miss a week or maybe this week and come back next week, hopefully.
Well, Martin, we got a tough one on the road. We had to Crestview.
You go see that, sir, boy?
I think. I don't know how we're going to get in there. But Spencer, how are we going to get in there?
Windows? Can you crawl in a window?
Got to be a big window. It's got to be low to the ground.
Got to be low and it's got to be big.
Well, I had a chance to talk to Coach Melton before the game.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and listen to what he had to say. And we'll be back in just a little bit. Right after these messages, we'll be talking to Coach Melton.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 17th. Christmas and New Year's are coming up, and you can find everything you need for your family's festivities. You'll find great deals and great selection on meat, vegetables, dinner rolls, fresh and frozen pies, and everything you'll need to bake your own pies if you want. And don't forget about their always popular party trays, meat and cheese, fruit, vegetables, cookies and candy, sandwiches, and more. Just be sure to order 48 hours ahead of time. And if you have somebody on your Christmas list who's hard to buy for, why not get them a gift certificate from Wayne Street Market, available in any denomination. Wayne Street Market will close at 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve and will be closed on Christmas Day. Shop local and save time and money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We're talking to Coach Jim Melton. And, Coach, what are you thinking about tonight? And is this your first chance to be in the Bob Arnson Gymnasium?
Yeah, it's obviously my first opportunity to be here. Pretty unique gymnasium. Interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of tradition here. We're looking forward to this matchup. Hopefully we can take advantage of some mismatches that we've identified.
Well, that's good. And what do we know about their team and their strengths and weaknesses?
Well, they graduated those four seniors last year. The Fairchild, Fairchild's a senior, and obviously I've spoke about that Wednesday. He's hurt, but Matthew Caney is a senior, and he's going to lead them. He had 27 against Elida. He presents some problems. And, they're a typical Delta St. John's team. They can shoot. They're going to run. They're going to drive. And, I mean, it's a good ball club. Coach Elwer does a nice job. This is a challenge.
Yep. So any other thoughts on what else is coming up tonight or even tomorrow at Crestview, or we aren't even looking at them yet?
No, I don't either. Delphi St. John's in our way right now. It's our MAC opener. I'll worry about Crestview on the bus ride home.
That's a good idea. Thanks. We've been talking to Coach Jim Melton on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here at the Robert Arnson Gymnasium here in Delphus. Good to have you guys listening to us. I'm Dave Kapp along with Harold Feely. Spencey taking care of the computer for us, doing a fabo job.
We got a new worker, too, Owen Mormon.
Owen Mormon
checking us out, helping us out, getting us set up tonight.
Always good to have them young guys help.
Absolutely.
Looks like I got the starters here for Fort Recovery, Harold. We're going to have Derek Judy. Derek Judy is going to be one of our starters, and then Owen Judy is going to be the other starter. Cale Rammel, Gavin Toby, and the big man in the middle,
Brian Benn.
And see if I can find. Here we go.
How about that?
For the Blue Jays, looks like, hard to read his writing. One of them is Gillespie. One of them is a Boniface. So that's got to be Jason Gillespie. And then Caney. Matthew Caney. And the Boniface boy, Gillespie, Elwer, and Schwinnen. Nolan Schwinnen, 5'11", sophomore. Who'd Coach say had 27 against Elina?
Matthew Caney.
Matthew Caney.
Yeah, he dropped 27 on a wider.
Very nice.
6 foot four. He said it'd be a tough matchup.
Yeah, they'd like to get out and run a gun. And I'm kind of excited to see our boys play, Harold. I haven't got to see him.
I got to see him play at St. Mary's, and it was a barn burner. Two really good teams, and I think we went up to Monroe Central. I didn't get to go to that one, but sounded like we took care of business up there pretty easy.
Did listen to that one. Yep, listen to that one pretty good.
And that was a pretty good team. That was a not a bad team at all. We made them look bad.
Well, it was closer. I talked to Coach Bargie, and Coach said it was like 8 points. Yeah. And then we kind of pulled away pulled away there in the tail end, he said, and got a 20-point victory.
Yeah.
So, Indians 1-1 on the early season.
Yep. Absolutely. Max starts tonight. This is exciting.
This will be a big one to get, you know, to come up to Delphus. How many times have we come up here with really good teams?
We came up here with number one teams in the state.
And we can't.
Come out of here with a W.
We came up here undefeated. Yeah. Didn't we come up here undefeated that one
year? We were 13-0.
13-0. But they were tremendous, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just tough coming up here and playing in this place.
It's always tough to win here.
But, you know, it's different. We were talking about it on the way here, how it's different with very few, you know, there's nobody over there.
No,
you know, you got your parents.
It's a different monster out there. It's hard to get.
And half the seats obviously empty. And you know, we talked about Duke losing to Illinois and Michigan State at Duke. It's just,
that never happens.
No,
it never happens.
It's just odd. We're about a minute away here from the tin cupboard tip off.
Well, they got to do the national anthem first.
We got to get the national anthem in. We got to get the players in. Absolutely.
Need a couple more commercials, you think, Neil? Or?
Yeah, we need to do that while they're going to run the national anthem.
I believe
they're about to run the flag down here. So we'll just go ahead and take our break now. We'll be back with the starter. Well, we already got the starters with the beginning of the game here pretty shortly.
Sounds good.
Back in just a minute.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 17th. Christmas and New Year's are coming up, and you can find everything you need for your family's festivities. You'll find great deals and great selection on meat, vegetables, dinner rolls, fresh and frozen pies, and everything you'll need to bake your own pies if you want. And don't forget about their always popular party trays, meat and cheese, fruit, vegetables, cookies and candy, sandwiches, and more. Just be sure to order 48 hours ahead of time. And if you have somebody on your Christmas list who's hard to buy for, why not get them a gift certificate from Wayne Street Market, available in any denomination. Wayne Street Market will close at 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve and will be closed on Christmas Day. Shop local and save time and money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all work to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
How about the pipes on that guy, Calpy?
Yeah.
That Paul Keels.
Paul Keels has got about the greatest pipes of all time.
Yep.
Paul Keels is one of the favorite.
I mean, he is one of my favorite announcers.
Listen to him. Him and the Shade do a great job on that.
They do a great job on that football game.
Yeah. That is awesome.
That's a great combination of,
it is.
Of extreme professionalism and a guy with a lot of knowledge of the game.
Lots
Chris Keels has a lot of knowledge of the game, too.
Yes,
man,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's...
They do.
Lachey's a great color guy, and Paul Keels is a great play-by-play.
Man, they fit together like a glove, man.
Almost like they're... I'd say they're pretty close to as good as Marty and Joe were.
Yep.
They've been together. I think I heard them talking on the... On the WCSM on their coaches their Monday night
thing. Night game.
I think they
Monday
said they've been together like this is their 20th year or
is that right?
They've already done it 20 or something like that. It's pretty good. They're outstanding.
That
doesn't have much to do with this game, but
no,
they're certainly.
But we like the Buckeyes
too.
All right, we get
the starting lineups going.
Yeah, we're getting things ready to go. Teams have been announced, and Delphi's starting one senior, Harold. They're starting one senior, two juniors, and a couple sophomores. And
I've seen they've only got three on the squad, and I know that Isaac Fairchild, I think he has been hurt.
Yep, we're getting very close here for the old tin cupboard tip-off. They're getting
the cupboard tip-off.
Blue Jays out there. There comes the mascot out there. He's fired up.
Yep.
I'm fired up.
Blue Jays are ready to go. Once again, the Indians have Derek Jeudy, Owen Jeudy at the guard positions. We got Gavin Toby and Kale Rammel at the forward positions and the big fella in the middle. Benny
had a good game there at
boy, he did.
Blackford,
absolutely.
Yeah, he's tough. Monroe
Central.
Central.
Monroe Central. Yeah, he did. Tell you what, he's a load. I would say Coach was talking about we got to take advantage of some of the mismatches. I'm thinking that's a mismatch.
That's a mismatch right there. That Caney kid's 6'4", Boniface 5'11", Gillespie 6'3", and the other two guards 5'11". So going to be a...
It could be a good matchup for Benny, hopefully.
Yeah, Benny gets going there in the middle. Ain't nobody going to push him around, eh?
Nope, not going to move him. He came out that first game, you know, against St. Mary's, and they've got a 6'10 kid that's the real deal.
Yeah.
Pretty good player.
Yeah.
But Benny held his own with him. But that's a lot of inches he's given up.
Oh, and just reach, you know.
Yep.
But he's going to hold his own here tonight, that's for sure.
It's hard to move him.
All right, teams are coming out here. We're getting ready for the old tin cupboard tip-off.
As Mr. Hobbs would say, the Indians are going left to right on your radio dial.
That's exactly right. No one tips it off here for the Indians. It's going to go to the Blue Jays. Going to bring her across the midcourt here. Over to the wing. Indians are in a man-to-man here right now, it looks like.
Yep.
Nice give and go right there inside.
Ooh,
that's
going to
be a foul, I think, on Gavin.
Looked like Gavin might have got him there.
Yeah, he got caught in that. He just turned around. The guy was there. He put his hand up, and there was contact.
It's going to put J.J. Boniface at the line for the
Hall Brothers foul line.
The Hall Brothers. Is it a Hall Brothers foul line for the opposing team, too?
Yeah, for everybody. It's foul line.
For, Hall Brothers is a foul line?
Yeah, Hall Brothers will make them miss, and they'll make us...
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
there you go.
They're really good at that.
Well, he did it.
All brothers do it right.
He's over one. He missed that one. Second attempt up, and that one's in. Benny brings her in, gets her over to Owen Jeudy. Owen Jeudy out front to Derek. Looks like they're going to try to set up in a man-to-man also.
A little point guard, yep.
Dylan Evers in the ball game here for the Indians.
Came in for Gavin right away.
Yeah.
Coach wasn't too happy with the D, I guess.
Over in the corner. Back out to the top of the key. They swing it around nicely.
They do move the ball well here.
Yep.
down.
Boniface up there with another one, and that's going to be in and out and rebounded by Owen Judy. Owen over to Derek. Derek down to Evers in the corner. Back out on top, Derek Judy.
It's like a man-to-man. Dolphus is in.
Yeah, I believe they're in a man-to-man.
Coming right at us.
Benny now Benny. Going to take a three from the top of the key. Hits the front of the iron and off and rebounded
right on
by
target.
Number five, Matthew Caney. There's a drive and a pass over to the side. Looks like he might have walked a little bit. Back over in the corner. Quick
tough
move.
Shot.
Nice block right there by Owen Judy.
Good D by Owen.
Indians are going to bring the ball back down. 1-0. Favor of the Blue Jays early in the game here. Benny back out at the top of the key. They're probably thinking, Benny, if you want to shoot them out there, we'd love to see it. Derek Judy from the wing, a little short off the front iron, rebounded by Delphus. Elmer with the ball at the top of the circle. He's looking. He's going to make a dive. Dishes back out for a quick three shot from the corner. No good.
No good.
Rebound by nice Cale Rammel.
Nice job, Cale. We're in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter.
Pharmacy's got to get us some points here,
Pharmacy. Pete. Jerry, you got to help us out.
Come
here.
On,
we need
baby.
A bucket.
Derek with the ball. Dribbling out here outside the three-point line. Owen Judy with the ball. Quick pass inside to Benny.
There's
Benny with a nice move and up and in. Nice job, Brian Benn.
Nice left hand by
Benny made a nice little move to his left and turned around and came up with the left hand and laid one in, and he's going to go to the line. The Hull Brothers foul line with a quick 2-1 lead.
Benny definitely has got a mismatch tonight.
Yep, Benny with the extra one comes up a little short. Elber with the ball now. He's going to bring it down across midcourt.
Then he's looking at guarding a point guard. He says, this is not the guy I'm supposed to guard.
There's their scorer. And right there he is, number five, Matthew Caney with a nice three ball. Puts Delphus back in front, 4-2. Cale Rammel with the ball. Back out to Brian Benn at the top of the key. Over to Owen Judy, and then a nice pass into Brian.
There's that.
And he dishes it out to Derek. Derek with a three ball, and boom, nails that bad boy. Indians back on top, 5-4.
Outside game by the Indians. Well done.
Well, I like it when they look for that open shot. You know, if they're collapsing, there's got to be an open guy, right?
Yep, two guys are on you. Somebody's open.
All right, Elber with the ball. He goes over to Caney. Caney with the move, passes off to Gillespie, up and a little long off the board, and that's going to be rebounded by Evers and then brought back down by Derek.
Oops. Derek having a little trouble getting the handle here.
Here over to Owen Judy. And there's a turnover for the Indians.
Needs to get her up a little bit.
Yep.
Left her a little low on that pass. Good spin move.
Rebound right there by Dylan Evers.
Dylan
about three
boards.
Yeah, about
nice
two
job.
Or three boards for Dylan right there right out of the first quarter here. Indians with the ball back across the midcourt line. Derek Judy setting up the offense.
4-minute mark in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter.
Gets it where it is. Works it down into Benny. Then a nice strip in there by Elwer. And he's got the ball, and he's bringing it quickly down the floor. He's going to take a drive, pull it back out.
Oh, there's Derek
there's
Judy.
Derek Judy with some quick hands and an easy layup. Nice job.
Steal nice basket.
Steal on a bucket Derek. By Derek Judy. Puts the Indians on top 7-4.
Last two times they've gone inside to Brian, they double-teamed him quick.
Yep.
And he
they
couldn't
collapse,
get that.
They collapsed in a hurry.
Couldn't get that turn, and they were right there that time. So
they got to wait till he gets a little bit more open.
Elworth the ball over to Schwinnen in the corner. Pass out. Looks like we're going to have a Kale. Foul on Kale.
Looks like. Cale Rammel. His first. Two fouls on the Indians.
First one real quick there on Gavin.
Looks like Regan Martin checked in there, Calpe, at the buzzer.
Yep, Marty came in. Who'd Marty come in for? Came in for Dylan Evers.
Yep, Dylan's out. Take a little break.
Delphus with the ball. Nice give and go down to Caney, and he lays it in for an easy bucket.
Caney's a good ball player.
Yep. Indians bringing the ball up quick. Over to Caleb Martin. Quick pass into Benny. He can't handle it, and it's going to be another turnover. Elber with the ball.
I think we just got to
pass it down to Caney. Caney going to shoot again, and he nothing but net, folks. That's a quick timeout by Coach Milton. We got timeout for the Indians. Delphus with a quick 9-7 lead over the Tribe.
Wow. the 2021 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle, we'll be giving away 211 prizes valued at $650,000. Of the 8,000 tickets to be sold for the Super Raffle, less than 150 remain available for purchase. Get your tickets now before they are gone by buying them at Wangler Ace Hardware, Tin Snips, or Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery.
Hi, we're back here. I'm Dave Kopp along with Harold Feely and Neil Spencer bringing you the ball game here.
Wild tickets. You got any wild tickets, Calvin?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Attaboy.
A couple. Absolutely.
It was a great time this last. I tell you what, they did a great job being able to have the thing down
they
there.
They pulled that off.
Do you know where your tickets are?
Yeah, I've got no
I have two or three. I don't remember if I have two or three, and I can't remember where I put them.
Don't know where they're at.
File them away.
And he's got the ball. They're down on their end of the court. Out to Owen Judy. Owen with a nice three out front.
There you go. That's what we needed.
Puts the Indians back on top, 10-9.
Beautiful stroke.
Tell you what, a couple threes like that, and they'll get off of Benny.
Absolutely.
Double team, and they'll have to get back
out. Well, they're going to have to come out and play deep, right?
Yep, absolutely.
That's helpless with the ball. Elmer with the ball. Makes a move at the top of the key. Gets it over to Caney. Caney's going to shoot, folks.
This kid ain't afraid to shoot.
He ain't afraid to shoot it. Nice rebound by Owen Judy.
I can see how he put 25.
Derek's going to take it to the rack. Nice dish out to Caleb Martin. Caleb across court over to Owen. Owen back out in the corner to Caleb. Now Cale's going to put a move, make a drive, and he's going to get blocked.
Boy, he got hit pretty hard.
Could have been a foul right there. Nice block right there by number 11, Jason Gillespie.
Like he got him with a little bit of body, but they're going to let him play.
Elber with the ball over on the side. Passes it out front to the top of the key.
That was a pass to himself.
Passed it to himself. Elber with the ball. Spin move. Back out to Caney. In the side to Elber. Elber's going to make a move, and he's going to lose control of it. And Marty's got the ball. Indians up 1-10. Minute and a half left to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Nice look there. Found Derek wide open underneath the bucket.
Good job, Marty.
Marty finds him. Now we got a three-point lead. Elber brings it down. Nobody's pressing. Nobody's putting any heat on everybody. We're just kind of setting back in that matchup zone.
He'll come out of the next break probably with something.
Something different. Caney with the ball over on the side. Gives it up to Gillespie. Back to Caney for three. A little bit long this time. Another rebound by Owen Judy. And Owen throws it quick. Nice job by Cale. Cale down to Benny. And Benny lays it up and in.
Nicely
big
done.
Big fella running the court right there, Harold. You can't go wrong with that.
That is awesome. Benny's first one down there. And he got paid for it.
You betcha. Nice pass in there. And found him wide open. Great and we got a five-point lead. 14-9 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Elber with the ball, makes a move, goes up for a shot, and he gets a nice little move in there and lays it in for 2 points.
Nice move by the junior.
Derek Judy back out to Owen. Owen follows up with a nice three of himself. Says, take that, folks. We can make shots.
Light them up, Owen.
And that's going to put us up 17-11.
You better guard me or I'll make a bunt.
He's getting involved in that defensive end, which just sparks the offense. And there's Caney with a shot out front, and that one's in and out. And that's going to be rebounded by
down a little bit.
Yep, that's going to be rebounded by Derek. Marty going hard to the hole, and a nice move right there.
Hard drive from the
man.
Baseline.
I tell you he took that hard at the end of the bucket, and that's a great way to end the quarter,
nice
Harold.
Finish
at
nice
the end of one. Indians 19, Delta St. John's 11.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed IV treatment for you or a loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back here getting ready to start the Fowler Mechanical second quarter, Harold. Second and the Indians quarter? With a nice quarter there to start
Pharmacy
this game.
Did a good
I'll
job,
tell you
man.
What, we started off a little slow. Heck, we didn't score until about a minute and a half, 2 minutes into the game.
Had a great finish, though. Great
finish. 19 points on the board. We'll take that.
Tell you what, Owen Judy looked pretty good out there. His shot looks pretty smooth.
He's
we want to give him the ball a little bit.
I'll tell you why we did so well. When about 3.5 minutes to go, we were down 9-7, and you called Jerry out and said he had to get us some points.
He did good.
Turned it up, didn't he?
We got 12, and they got two.
Nice job.
Good job.
Indians get the ball first to start the second quarter.
It's like Dylan Evers came in for Benny. Going to give him a break.
Yep, Benny's out. Nice drive right there by Derek Judy for an easy bucket underneath and
hard to the baseline.
10-point lead now for the Indians, 21-11. There's Kenny with the ball. Puts a move on, back out to Boniface. Boniface comes in, shoots a little short. Kenny gets a nice tip in.
Good rebound.
Right there at the right time and gets an easy bucket. Yep.
Guy's got to, we just got to find him, check him out.
Yeah, he's going to be active in there. You can tell that.
Yep. He's got a good nose for the ball and knows where it's going.
Nice pass in there from Marty to Derek. Derek goes up and makes another bucket underneath
Derek
there.
Judy's
How about
got,
that?
That's another one of those matchups that's gonna be, that Coach Melton was
talking
about.
That's 7 points right there for Derek Judy here in the first half. Now he gets another steal, and he's coming down hard. Goes up, and he gets a nice little block right there by that number 23.
That's a good block.
That's that Schwinnen boy. Nice play by him. Ball over to number 12 in the corner, wide open, up, in, and out. Rebound, Derek Judy.
They're cold now.
They started out pretty hot. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Indians with a 10-point lead here. 6:45 left in the second quarter.
Just got to be patient here.
Owen Judy with the ball out to Dylan Evers. Dylan over to Regan. Regan back in to Dylan. Dylan makes a move. He's going to go up with the left hand, lays it in. Nice shot right there.
That was pretty. Well done. Delphus timeout.
Absolutely. Great play by Dylan Evers. And right away, Delphus coach says, wait a minute, boys. This kid's got a left hand. We got to call timeout here.
We got to talk about
this. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Indians up by 12.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
All right, we're back, Harold. Indians got a 12-point lead, 25-13. In the second quarter, Fowler Mechanical. Dadley's doing pretty good so far, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad.
So far, so good.
Kaney into Elwer. We're going to get her going here.
Here we go.
Elwer brings her down. Goes over to Boniface on the side. Back out top.
Nice job, Dylan. Dylan Evers having a good game.
Yeah, Dylan's playing hard in there. I like it.
Four rebounds, a steal, and a nice turnaround bucket. Good first half.
All right, Derek with the ball. He brings it over to the side. Brings it back out. Looks like we're going to try setting up some kind of
play. I think they're setting one into a zone here, and I'm not sure if he wants to mess with it. Nope, they popped back out of it.
Yep, they came back out of it. And there's a nice pass. Nice job by Benny into Dylan
nice
Evers.
Job.
Dylan goes up hard, lays it in.
Have a game, Dylan. That a boy.
Yeah.
Great pass by Benny.
Ben said, I got two people on me. Let's see who's open.
14-point lead for the Indians. Back down the other end. There's Elwer. Gives it off to Schwinnen. Schwinnen goes down. And he's going to be called for traveling.
Got a little out of control there.
Turnovers on Delphus right now. We sped him up a little bit.
So far, working for us.
So far, working good. They just joined us. Schmitty's out tonight. Schmitty's got a shoulder problem. Indians so far having no troubles trying to
get it across.
Chase it down. Yeah,
doing a good job. A little token press by Delphus St. John.
Yeah, kind of met us 2/3 down.
Yep.
Take your time. Get it over. Nice pass into Benny. Benny with a quick turnaround. Easy 10-footer.
Boy, he's got a nice stroke.
And that's 29-13, 16-point lead in favor of the purple and white.
He's got a great stroke.
Elber with the ball. Setting up over to Schwinnen. Schwinnen in the corner. Gets it out to Boniface. Back out to Elber. Elber going to take a three.
That's a long one.
And that was a little long. And two Indians go up, bang into each other, and knock the ball out of bounds. Got to talk a little bit, boys.
Yeah, yeah. We got bumped into, I think, Dylan Evers and Benny.
Dylan had it, no problem. Yeah. Benny didn't see who it was, and he went up for the board, too, and they both knocked it out of bounds.
Knocked her out of bounds.
Selfless gets to take it down and blow their own bucket.
Well, do you, boys.
Quick one over in the corner, and that's going to be in and out right there by number 11, Jason Gillespie. Indians get her down quickly. Got her over on the side. In the ballgame right now, Cale Rammel, Regan Martin, Dylan Evers, Derek Judy, and Brian Benn for the purple and white.
Purple and white. With the ball. Impatient. I like it.
Yeah, you got a nice lead. Wait till you get a good shot. Nice inlet pass into Benny. Benny goes up hard.
The big fella.
And lays the big one in there for another bucket for Brian Benn.
We're very patient there, Calpy. I think that's what we had to do early in the game.
I think we were too.
They're forcing it down there.
Caney from the side misses that one. Rebound, Derek Judy.
Here we come. We're running.
Derek says, well, let's just go hard, and I'm going to take it up with my left hand, miss it, get the rebound again.
Strong.
I'm going to look back, and I'm going to miss that one. No call. No foul.
There is some bumping, but a lot of contact.
That's Mac contact.
Yeah, that's Mac contact.
Got to get used to that.
Yep.
Caney with the ball, makes the drive, goes over to number 10, 10 up, and that one's going to finally fall for the Blue Jays.
J.J. Boniface with a three.
That's the first one they've made in about an hour.
Timeout.
Did take a while. Coach Elwer with another timeout. He sees something else he wants to talk about. Right now, the Indians in front, 31-16, with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And the first half of this ballgame, Indians got a nice lead, 31-16.
Nice.
Looks like we brought Gavin Toby back in.
Yeah,
giving
Gavin
Dylan great so far.
Looks like Derek Judy.
Quick turnover right there. Looks like we're going to press here from Delphi St. John's, and they get the turnover on the first possession. Put the ball out to the Caney kid, top of the key. Over to number 3, Brendan Olson. 10 with the ball out to Olson. Olson's going to try one from the top. That's going to be a little long, and it's going to be a rebound by Owen Judy. Owen to Gavin. Gavin to Regan, and back down the floor we come.
Here we go. Purple.
Cale Rammel with the ball right now. He's at the top of the key, making a couple dribbles, setting up the O for the Indians. Over to Regan. Regan with a nice hole on the side. Going to go up hard and makes a nice drive and bucket.
Quick first step there,
man. Gavin. He got past him in a hurry, and
Regan's
now it's 33-16.
Definitely got a quick first step.
He flexed his shoulder the other way, and the guy kind of leaned, and he
took
off.
Nice play. Elber with the ball over to Caney. Caney down in the corner to number 11, Jason Gillespie. Out to Olson. Now Elber with the ball. Elber makes a couple moves, gets it out to Boniface.
In and out
right there. Number 11, Jason Gillespie, had one. Looks like it was halfway down. Came back out.
It's like Regan's going to run the point here a little bit.
Indians with the ball. Now Gavin out top. Gets it over to Owen Judy. Back over to Regan. We're back in a man-to-man. We're going to run the motion.
2 minutes.
Heard the coach.
2 minutes left. In the Fowler Mechanical second quarter.
We can just take a little break here.
Yeah.
Nice pass into Kale. In and out, back out to Regan. Regan up. Good. And a little long.
Well, was on target. Just back of the rim. Back of the rim.
Just hit the back of the iron. Rebound.
That was a good shot. Whoops. Not sure about that one. Indian fans didn't like that one.
Something was illegal there. I think he just kind of lost control of it and then smacked it away for a pass and got away with it. Kenny with the ball. Gets tipped by Owen. Elver with the gets the tip.
Indian.
Now it's out to.
Playing good defense. Making them work hard.
Olsen, yeah. Elver with the ball. He makes a move. Keeping him out of there, ain't we?
Yeah.
Well, keeping him out of there. There's a nice drive right there by the Olsen
tough
boy.
Shot.
And that's going to be in and out. Rebound by Marty. Marty goes down to Owen quick. We got a minute 19, boys, with a 17-point lead.
Interesting to see what Coach says. He might put this thing away for half. Nope.
Not if you find somebody wide open. Well, he come down there real quick.
They're patient.
Back out to the top to Benny. Benny over to Kale.
Benny got to get some air. He might be a little tired.
A little winded. Gavin going to take a three from the top of the key. That's long. And that's going to be off the back of the iron, rebound off of St. John's. Olsen with the ball. He brings it down in a hurry. Back out to Kaney. Kaney with a move. Spin move. Back out to Olsen. Olsen over to Boniface. He's going to take her, let her fly, and he's got her.
If we leave them open, they'll make one every once in a while.
Absolutely.
And if they get hot, this game's going to change because it's
absolutely back down to a 14-point lead here
Robert
for
Arnson
the
Gymnasium.
30 seconds to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And Coach Melton going to call timeout.
30-second timeout for
Coach. Set something up here for the last play, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for the last 30 seconds of the first half. Indians with the lead, 33-19.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 17th. Christmas and New Year's are coming up, and you can find everything you need for your family's festivities. You'll find great deals and great selection on meat, vegetables, dinner rolls, fresh and frozen pies, and everything you'll need to bake your own pies if you want. And don't forget about their always popular party trays, meat and cheese, fruit, vegetables, cookies and candy, sandwiches, and more. Just be sure to order 48 hours ahead of time. And if you have somebody on your Christmas list who's hard to buy for, why not get them a gift certificate from Wayne Street Market, available in any denomination. Wayne Street Market will close at 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
All right, Indians with the ball. Taking her out below the bucket to Derek Judy. Into Benny, over to Marty.
20 seconds.
Got her around. We got 20 seconds to go here. It looks like we're going to be patient and try to get the last second shot here, Harold.
Yep, I like your call.
Derek with the ball. Out at the top, half court line. Brings it over. The couple picks set. He's going to take it in for a drive. Goes up with a left hand and scores.
Good move.
That was a great play. Set that up with a double screen.
Yep.
Derek 2 seconds to go. Long shot by Elwer. Up and long. And that's going to be halftime.
Good
Indians
first half.
With a nice lead. 35-19 going into the break. Coach has got to be happy with that one there.
Well done defensively. We did a nice job. Only give up 19.
Oh, man. I tell you
shot
what.
Shot the ball well.
And we were down. We were down 7-5, I think, at one time.
Yep. Yep.
So, pretty nice rebound there for the Indians.
Nice comeback there
for
the Indians.
See if we can't get some scores up here and get some totals. Bubby, send us something up here, maybe.
Bubba sends us some
go over some stats.
Yep. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and see if Bubba gets something up to us or gets it all. He got it tallied up first.
Just
a minute.
We'll get some info.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simplicity snow throwers can handle anything winter can dish out, and K&L Tractor has them on sale. Tough and powerful. They carry the quality and craftsmanship that is synonymous with simplicity. It is no better time to buy. With prices starting as low as $449 and special financing available, you'll be ready to take on whatever winter has to bring. Simplicity Snow Throwers, now on sale. K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here for the Cooper Farm Halftime Show, Harold.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, we got a big game. We travel to Crestview to play the Knights. Big Rob's going to have that game on WPGW. Fort Recovery Radio simulcast that game.
Yep.
So, good chance.
Interesting.
Watch that Esther boy. He's pretty tough. He's a nice kid. Good. We had a nice little conversation with him last year. And
you know, you kind of watch him, you think, you know, he might be kind of cocky and stuff. But he actually sat down with us. Really nice kid.
Yeah. I'm going to be rooting for him. Not tomorrow night, but I'll be rooting for him next year for sure.
About every night other than that.
Absolutely. Next week on Thursday, the girls, we travel to Parkway to take on the Panthers. And then on Friday night, we got a home game.
Boys are finally coming to the house.
Jeepers, creepers. I tell you what, boys finally at home here. We host the Parkway Panthers, and that's going to be a good game. I guarantee it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I guarantee it. That'll be a good game. And then Saturday night, we got another home game. We got the Tigers from Anzonia coming over. On Friday night, it'll be on WPGW also. On Saturday night, and then Friday night, Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game against the Parkway Panthers.
Perfect.
So, we got a few scores in here for the halftime. Derek Jeudy leading the way here for the Indians. Pretty nice. 13 points. He's had a heck of a half, Harold.
They're having a hard time matching up with him. His speed's pretty good.
That was a great play the coach set up to end that half.
Nice finish off a double pick. Nicely done.
Man, he took it to the hole and laid it in. Nobody around him. Easy layup.
Yep, absolutely.
Minnie with 8 points. He got him early, and then they start double teaming and just hacking the crap out of him. But he's taking two defenders.
Yeah, he's got two guys on him.
Which leads somebody open.
Yeah, they're definitely.
And we're hitting those shots. Owen hit a couple big back-to-back trays.
Big trays got us going.
Got us going there. And then Regan Martin's got 4 points, too.
Yeah.
For Delphus, the Caney boy, he was hot early. He's got 10 points. He leads the scoring for the Delphus St. John Blue Jays.
You just tell this team, it just seems like that, I feel like our weight room's better for us than it was for them. Because we're just a big, strong, physical team out there.
And
compared
fast,
to that,
ain't we?
And we're quick.
I think we're quick, too.
Yeah, right? Absolutely quick. You know, Derek Jeudy's used to football where he's getting beat up constantly. He just flies down through there.
Yep, he's not afraid of anything.
Strong as can be.
Looks like we got a score. Spencer's got a score here from another.
That's a max
game. Marion Local up 16-13 over the Redskins at halftime.
Ooh, Marion looking for their first win, right?
Yeah, that's a low-scoring game. 16-13 at halftime, but that's a Marion score, right?
Yep.
That's the Flyers. Looks like the Cavaliers are up 6 over the Knoxville Rangers at halftime.
Max going to be really even this year, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think anybody can win any night.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I don't see any other ones here.
Well, that's all right.
I'm not catching anything at all on the Mac Online, except, or not the Mac Online, but the Mac app.
Yeah.
Except last night's girls' scores. So
gotcha.
That one's off a score stream.
Our JVs took one on the chin tonight, Harold. We got beat 40-27.
Yeah, we did. We walked in, and we were down about, maybe about 20, and we made a nice run, got back to 10, but just kind of ran out of gas.
Yeah, that kid, we saw it on the scoreboard.
Monter?
The Monter boy, yeah.
Monter had 21, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we saw him shooting, and he was putting her in the hole.
Yeah, he definitely could shoot.
Yeah, he dressed varsity. I saw him out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he may
change this year, too. You can play 6 quarters, so it might be. We may see him in here.
I was just going to say, if he's going to stay hot like that, it's a good chance we might see him in there.
Found a couple more scores on WSN.
A few more scores right there. Minster over New Bremen, 13-5 in the second quarter. We don't know how much time is left in that ball game.
Scoring.
Parkway Panthers up by 8, 26-18 over the Versailles Tigers.
Hmm.
And we got the Marion local score in there. Of course,
I think.
Of course, the Indians are up.
I think that's everything. I think we've found everything.
Indians up 16 here at Delphus.
A couple of different apps to get them, but
yeah.
Boy, up 16, and like we talked about earlier in the game, you know, we're missing a key player for us,
well,
Clay Schmitz.
Yeah,
you know, he's having a heyday in this game too.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We got about 4 minutes here before tip off of the second half.
Pay some bills.
We'll pay some bills, and we'll be back in a bit.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back.
Back at her.
We got
about 2 minutes to go yet.
Yep, both teams back out here on the floor here at the Cooper Halftime Show.
Indians, what a great first half. They played well. We played a hard defense down there, made it tough on them. And,
you got to wonder if Smitty's going to play tomorrow night against the...
I doubt it. I think from Wednesday night's talk with Coach Melton, sounded like they were going to be pretty precautious and, you know, not rushing back. And I think he was hurting pretty good there. I talked to his aunt, and she said something about that he was going to go up to OIO and then just make sure everything's good and checked out. So hopefully they did, and they said just take a little break and maybe get back next week.
Well, he looks fine out there.
Yeah, he looks good.
I talked to him last night at the girls' game. He said, so does it hurt? He said, if I tweak it, it hurts like hell.
Yeah.
But if you, it's, I said, like, pee your pants hurt? He said, yeah. But if, but if I don't do anything, it doesn't feel at all.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That sounds good.
That should be a good thing, hopefully.
I'm not a doctor.
We're going to get one more break in.
Sounds like a pretty good bruise.
Yeah, we'll take
we got a minute to go. We'll be back
here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We'll be back with the Wangler Hardware third quarter.
Yes, sir.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Blue Jays get the ball to start the second half, trailing by 16. Same starters
and
for the...
And the goal
rush. Ooh, how about that right there? Number 23, Nolan Schwinnen, starts out hot.
Don't let him get it warm.
Yeah, he came out of there and ran a nice play over in the corner, and he buried that baby.
We didn't get out on him very good, so...
Indians with the ball, back down on their end. Derek gets a pick, feeds it in nice. Feeds it in nice. Benny had him pinned.
Yep. Now that's what they did. They were patient there, let him get him pinned, throw it up,
and
there's
pinned,
no way of stopping.
And that you're not stopping that shot right there.
Absolutely.
Elmer with the ball, takes it all the way to the hole, misses it, rebound Derek Jeudy. Derek brings it across the timeline to Cale. Cale's going to take it to the hole, and he's going to get fouled.
Yep. I don't know if they're going to give that as a shooting foul or not. He was kind of trying to put it up there.
See what he does right here. And he should
do. Absolutely. Yep. Kel Ram will go have a big second half. I got a feeling.
He didn't have a point first half, did he?
I don't think so.
I don't know if he shot.
I don't know if he shot.
Might not have.
Yeah, I don't think he shot.
Everything was going good. Didn't have to.
Nope.
There he's on the board.
There right there, and that's going to be point number one for number 22. Kale Rammel. It is hot sitting up here in the old crow's nest.
Yep. It's hot down in the stands, too.
When they say he rises, believe him.
Yep, I believe it right now.
We're in it.
2 points for Kale, and that's going to make it 39-22 in favor of the Indians. Elver with the ball brings it across the timeline.
It's like man-to-man for the Indians.
Gets it over to Schwinnen, over to Caney. Kind of playing, I think Kale started guarding him maybe, and kind of slowed his point.
Oh,
nice move right there.
Backdoor
move.
Kale.
Quick Kale gets away. A hand on it.
Quick
turnover.
Hand.
Blue Jays. Derek brings the ball down. Gets to the side of the key. Brings her back out to the top. Sets up the offense. Over to Kale. Kale over to Owen Judy.
Indians being patient, I like.
Yep. Benny out top. Over to Marty on the side. Back out to Kale. Swing pass over to Derek. Derek's going to try to drive, and he's going to pull it back. Now he's going to take it back in, go up with his left hand, and miss the shot. And that's going to be rebound to off of St. John's. Quickly down the court to Schwinnen. Schwinnen makes a move out to Elwer. Over to Gillespie, over to Caney. Caney with a nice move, comes in, passes back out to the side.
Boy, you can tell their offense. Drives. They're really set up to shoot threes.
Yeah.
They just drive and don't even look at the basket. They just shoot it back out and look for somebody open.
Ooh, over to Caney in the corner. He's going to be trapped. Gets the ball out to Gillespie. Gillespie over to the side.
Nice.
Regan gets the ball, hand on it.
Had a hand on it.
Schwinnen with the ball now, but he can't drip. Elwer now.
I think he's going to walk there.
Yeah. Over to Caney. Caney is short. And that's going to go out of bounds. I don't. Did Kale get a hand on that ball?
I don't know.
I think he did. I think the guy just, I don't know. He missed. He was 3 feet short, but I don't.
Didn't even hit the net.
I don't think anybody even came close. I think that was a big possession for us because we
played good D.
They were really, really
one, two, two,
moving it to get that open
D.
man, and they never did.
1-2-2 press, and this kind of nothing.
Regan up from the corner. Just off
nice
to the mark
job,
a little bit. Nice job by Owen Judy with a high rebound right there.
Yeah, agree.
Kale. Reset the offense for the Tribe.
Coach gives them a number. We got to play. Let's see what we can do.
Over to Owen. Back out to Kale at the top.
There it is.
There's Benny inside there. He got help.
Pretty good defense.
Elwer came over and popped it away, and that's what they've been doing when Benny tries to get that ball down there.
Let's see a little ball fake down there. Oh, I don't think that's a foul. That's good hustle.
He's
call
that's a foul on Kale.
I guess it's going to be on Kale.
How about that?
That's pretty good hustle.
Yes.
Ball kind of bobbled around. Kale went after it, and he gets called for the foul, and I'm not sure it was.
Oh, well.
Not in the MAC.
Dylan's
coming back in.
Coming in. Number 24, Brady Kerner. That's the first time we've seen him in the ballgame.
Yep.
And Dylan Evers comes in for the fourth. Who do you replace? Kale?
Kale
out. Yep.
Elwer with the ball. Over to Schwinnen.
Nice job.
Nice job by Regan Martin with them long
Regan
arms.
Regan is playing some good defense.
I'll tell you what.
He's working hard out there.
Them long arms kind of reminds you of old Clarkie May when Clarkie played.
Yep,
man,
same thing.
I tell you what, guys would come in averaging 18, 20 points a game.
We'd get a shot off.
No.
Unbelievable.
They'd leave Fort Recovery. Clarkie played defense. He had one.
Rebound, putback.
Nice job right
Benny.
There by Benny. And a putback.
Yes, sir.
That's one way to get him the ball.
Yep.
That's right. 19-point lead now for the Indians. Blue Jays is looking a little bit out of sorts. You're exactly right, Harold. They live and die by that three ball. Schwinnen with a drive
absolutely.
In there. Gets one to go off the glass. Makes it 41-24 in favor of the Indians. Halfway through the Wagner Hardware third quarter.
Wagner Hardware doing a good job, keeping us ahead.
Owen Judy with the ball, playing the Globetrotter game right now.
Yeah, little give and go.
Over to Riggy.
Oh.
Benny had him pinned.
Oh, Benny, let him come by you.
Man, he had to keep his hands hard on that one. Benny got it stripped and turned over Indians. Back down the other end we go.
Schwinnen kids pushing off every
time.
Yes,
sir. Three ball by Delphus in and out. Rebound by Benny. Benny's pooped out there.
Owen blowing by his man and
get in there.
Didn't get it.
And he made a nice net ball. Ain't going to go in no matter what he does.
He tried three times and refuses to go in.
But these foul shots will go in.
Looks like the foul was on Brady Kerner.
Benny's the happiest guy in the world right now sitting out there.
Yeah, he just wants a break.
Paul Brother foul line.
He's expensive. Looking for low air right now.
Yeah, he needs a blow. Owen up and good.
Got it. Owen's got a great stroke.
Yep.
Gavin coming in
there
for Benny.
There's a break for Benny. Yep.
He's been hustling up and down that floor.
Yeah,
you betcha.
He's beat people down there. I tell you what. That's getting him some points.
Owen up for a second. Try in and out. Rebound Delphus. 42-24. Favor of your Indians. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Up in Delphus. Nice move right there. And I'll tell you what, he looked to score move. That time. And a nice play right there by
Brady Kerner.
Brady Kerner, the sub that came in there a little bit ago. First 2 points of the game for him.
Nice drive.
Bill Levers with the ball. He takes it over to Owen Judy.
Gavin.
Gabby with the ball now at the top. Gets it over to Derek.
Gavin looking to try to get the ball.
You know,
trying to post up. He's not sure.
Timeout here by Coach Milton. You know, we don't have to be in a hurry to do anything.
No. Not when you're up 20 points.
Yeah. I mean, we got a comfortable lead. There's no reason to.
Nope. Take our time.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. Indians up 42-26. A little over 2.5 minutes to go in the Wanger Hardware third quarter.
Yes, sir.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the Main Street Hall. At the high.
All right, we're back here.
I got it.
Arnes and Gymnasium, the Indians take the ball out right in front of their bench. Get it into Dylan Evers, over to Marty. Marty with the ball now, passes it off to Derek Judy. Derek's. They're going to bring their defense out a little further here now.
Yeah, they're going to put a little pressure
on.
Yeah,
they're getting a little bit.
I think their coach knows they got to get back in.
We got to score some points to get back in there. Quick pass over the middle to. Oh, nice job into Benny. Benny back out. Quick moving the ball
nice
down.
Extra.
I like it.
Indians are being patient. I like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Derek with the ball now at the top of the key.
Close to good looks, but.
Nice pass down to Derek. Derek's going to put a move on, go up with his left hand, misses the short, gets his own rebound, goes back up, and makes it.
And he's fouled.
And he's fouled for one more.
And one.
Man, that's awesome. That was strong.
He is a strong kid.
That was a foul on number 12, Austin Munter. Is that how you say that?
Yes. Munter.
Munter?
Munter?
M-O-E-N-T. E-R or something like that.
Munter.
M-O-E-N-T-E-R.
Comes in, makes a foul. Coach says, get out.
Austin's the one that had 21 in the JV game, I think.
Was it him? Yeah. Yep. Could have been.
Benny got the rebound.
Benny gets a rebound on the missed free throw. And the Indians have another possession.
Running
over to
clock. Running clock and scoring points. You got to love it.
Under 2 minutes now in the Wangler Hardware third quarter. Indians with the ball and control of this ball game. Taking their time, making good passes, making the defense work.
Got it down about a minute and a half.
Nice good. Move by Marty, and that's going to be easy bucket. Woo, that step, man.
Quick first step.
Woo. Wow.
He juked to the right, took off to the left, and that guy hit on it
no
again.
Chance.
He's
got
to get it. He's got to get a little bit more hop so he can just ram that thing.
I'll tell you what, he's not far from it, is
I know he is.
He's not far from it.
I think he could have that time, but
he was wide open right there.
There you go.
Here comes Derek with his super fast speed. He takes it round the back, goes back up, and it's going to go in, and it's going to be a foul before the shot.
Before the shot.
Foul on number 20,
Elwer. Picked the kid clean there.
You know, you pick your times when you're going to go out there and see if you can make one, and that was one that he got.
That was one he got.
Inbounds place to Owen. Owen, baby. Wide open three, and that goes around the bucket and comes back out.
Came back out.
Delphus brings it down in a hurry. Elwer gave up a shot. Oops. Now he goes in for a floating 12-footer, wide open, and Benny's going to come up with the rebound on the missed shot.
He turned around. There was nobody guarding him. He just didn't know what to do, and just kind of floated it up there.
I guess I'll shoot it. Derek with the ball across the timeline.
I think we might be getting the old last shot again here.
Yep, we're down to 45 seconds. We'll see what's going to happen. But
although Regan says, you're going to give me a layup.
Regan takes it in. How about that?
He missed the layup.
That's just bad luck. He misses the layup. He's standing out of bounds. Benny smacks it.
The ball hits him right in the feet.
While he's standing on the, standing 2 feet out of bounds. He's trying to get out of the way.
Well, I think that was the play. You're going to be patient, but if they're going to give you a layup, you just missed the layup. So
take a good shot. Take an easy shot.
Elwer with the ball. He's going to take a shot. I think somebody got a tip.
Somebody had to get a little bit of that one.
I'm not sure. I think we might be out of bounds. Yep.
Derek had to hold his right hand on the ball and put his left hand down to keep from falling over, and it was touching the line.
So it's going to be out of bounds to the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays? Oh, we got about 23 seconds. Let's play a little D here, Purple.
Ooh, wide open three out here. Number three right there.
That wasn't much deep.
Brandon Olson and that inbounds play. He never moved.
Nope.
Everybody else moved. He never moved.
We were closer than any of our defenders, I think.
Derek with the ball brings it down.
Derek's going
We're down to 6 seconds. He takes it up short. Looks like Benny's going to get the rebound, and they're going to foul him.
Nice job.
Benny went after that rebound hard, and he got it. And then they come over, triple-teamed him.
All right, Coach, you got a 2.6-second play in your book.
We're going to inbound it.
We're going to inbound it and see if we can't score. And he's going to call timeout.
Call timeout and set up a play. 2.6 seconds to go. I like it.
These are setups for later. When you're playing a game that's tight,
That's right.
And this is a good time to
practice.
By 20. Let's run this, see what happens.
Especially when you know that you're playing a really good team. They're just not putting the ball in the hole.
Yeah.
Right now, they're just not making their shots. And actually, part of that is because we're playing pretty good defense.
We're playing really good defense.
Our guys are moving out there,
I agree.
We look fresh.
Yep, we do.
I mean, for being.
And, that's the one thing neat about us, too, is we're deep.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids are coming off. Dylan Evers had an unbelievable first half for us. And he's probably our seventh, eighth player.
Coming in. Gavin's a lot of time in there. He's only played a couple minutes tonight.
Yeah.
So if we need somebody in there, he's as fresh as can be.
Absolutely.
I don't know if there's a more athletic player in the league.
Nope.
And Clay's sitting over there just clapping for the boys.
Clay's itching. I'm sure he's itching.
Oh, boy. I'd rather have the jersey on, I guarantee it.
I'd like to be in this game right now.
All right, the Indians are going to take it out here with 2.6 seconds to go to end this Wagner Hardware third quarter. See what we set up here.
2.6, see if it works.
Derek's got a grin on his face. Looks like we're doing a quick pick. We're going to go up top to Kale, and that's going to be a terrible pass. He can't handle it. He's going to get it off. Right. He does it.
Had a double dribble, but still got it off.
There was a lot of illegal stuff going on right there in that possession, but he still got the shot off, and it was no good. We end the third quarter. Indians up 46-29.
Hardware third quarter, they did a good job.
Good job, Hardware boys.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
All right, we're back for the fourth quarter here of the ninth ball game.
Yep.
Indians got a nice 17-point lead. Indians get the ball to start the third quarter. Derek Jeter with the ball on at the top. Gets it over to Marty over on the side. Back out to Derek at the top. Over to Owen on the wing. Benny with a pick. That was the old give and go, right? That was, that was a pick and roll.
Was.
Kale Rammel now into Benny. Benny gets hammered.
Oh, you got to call that, yeah.
And they're going to say. And going to be a foul call, I think,
that
on number 11.
That was a Mac foul there. Yep. That was a Mac foul.
Yeah, that was number 11, Jason Gillespie.
He was one of the two.
Yeah, there were two of them. Yeah.
They, he got them better, so he gets the gets the call.
Could have gave it to either one of them.
Yeah.
Benny at the line with a nice stroke.
Stroking her in there. I like it.
Puts it up to an 18-point lead here for the Tribe. This one goes up. Nothing but net.
Benny's got the double digits going.
I believe he does. Elver with the ball. He brings it over. Brings it to Kenny. Kenny's going to stop and pop, and that's going to be too long.
I don't think.
And I'll tell you what.
He hasn't hit a shot since first quarter.
I agree.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I agree 100%, partner.
Somebody's bothering him a little bit.
He was hot.
Derek with the ball over to Marty on the wing.
I think they put Kale with the pick.
Yeah, Kale played.
Kale's done a great job on it.
I agree. Owen with the ball now. Owen wants to shoot. He's juking, making some moves.
Wanting to get over. Benny wants that. Benny just double team wide open.
Kale with a shot at the top of the key. Benny's got position. Gets a hand on it, tips it out, and Derek gets the tip, really. And now it looks like a foul to me, but no foul call.
No call.
Yeah. Into Kale. Kale makes a move.
And then they call that.
And looks like we're going to have a foul on number three.
That's going to put him in the bonus.
Brendan Olson.
Kale's going to shoot one and one.
Compared to what happened right here.
That wasn't that wasn't near as hard.
That's a no blood, no foul right there.
Yeah.
In and out. Oof. Rebounded by Delphus. That's double dribble.
That
huh?
was double dribble, yeah. A lot of good stuff going on out there. I don't know if they're seeing
Kenny with the ball. Over to Gillespie.
Oop.
That's going to be tipped. Grabbed by Derek. Derek goes up. He's fouled.
Ah, you got to use that right hand,
yeah.
Derek.
He went up with his left hand on the right side of the rim, and he couldn't get it to fall, but he does get a foul, and he'll shoot two.
Yep, going to shoot a couple.
At the Hall Brothers free throw line.
Hall Brothers free throw line in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter.
We got a lot of things going on.
Lots of good stuff going on.
Spence, you got to be proud of us the way we're doing this.
Yes, I am very proud of you. You're awesome.
Derek with the first one in.
We're getting all those great sponsors mentioned so people know that they are supporting these kids.
We love them. Love our sponsors.
Derek can put us up 21. He makes this one, and he does.
He did.
Man, oh, man, I can't remember the last time we've come up here and won a game by this
much. Boy, not by this much.
50-29, favor of the purple and white. 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Elwer with the ball. Gives it up, back over to Elwer. Elwer's going to make a move, brings it down. Benny says, I don't think you're coming down here. Nope. Back out to the top.
On either?
Over to Schwinn. Schwinn short. Rebound, Owen. Owen over to Derek. Derek going to walk the ball up the floor. Exactly what a senior's supposed to do.
Yep. And that's a big thing. They've only got two seniors. They got one that's hurt.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we got some good senior leadership.
Yes, we do. Great class. Great class. Derek with the ball over on the wing. Going to go to his left. Put a move on. Bring it back out to the top. Resetting the old offense up.
Yep.
Now Owen's got it. Benny sets a pick for him.
Screen for him and
gets it over to Marty in the wing. Marty's going to put a move on. Dish back to Benny and an easy bucket. That was beautiful.
That
was nice.
Regan Martin.
That was beautiful right there. Benny with an easy bucket. 52-29.
That's supposed to be done.
Elwer with the ball. He brings it down. Going to keep making a move. He goes in, and we're going to call a foul, but it might be on Derek. Nope. Foul on Kale Rammel.
Kale wasn't around there, I don't think.
Yeah, he was down under
there. He's kind of hanging, man.
Derek put his hand up like, I got him. But
yeah.
Nobody in foul trouble for the Indians. Now, we only got two fouls this half.
I think we didn't have – I don't think we had seven in the first half.
I don't think we did either. I don't think the team did.
I think we had five, if I remember right.
Some substitutions. Benny and Kale going out. Looks like Dylan and Gavin coming in.
Yep. That might be it for them tonight. Very possible.
That is very possible. Second shot up. Hits the front of the rim, and he gets to shoot his roll.
Looks like Brady Kernan's coming back for Delphus.
And they're going to set up full court press. Like the Indians got their offense set up into Dillon, back over to Gavin. Gavin makes a couple dribbles, back over to Dillon. He goes to the middle to Marty. Marty's just going to put a move on, take it to the hard, and he's going to lay it in.
Good body control there by Marty.
That'll break the press.
You guys want to keep pressing. That'll work out good for Marty.
That'll work out real good for Marty.
54-30 in favor of the purple and white.
Purple on the ground. Just about got the steal.
Keeney with the ball. Gets over to the Brennan kid. He shoots it. Man, rattled in and out. Dillon with another rebound. Dillon's got to be pushing a half dozen rebounds tonight.
I think
easy.
So, too. He's had a great game.
Derek with the ball, just bringing it across the timeline now. Makes a move, and he goes right past him, goes up with his left hand. Dillon goes up with those long arms, gets the rebound, offensive rebound, back over to Derek. Derek goes up with the left hand too hard, and that's going to go to Keeney for the rebound.
Down there. He's being strong, but a little too strong.
Delphus with the ball now. Owen playing good defense. Over to the side. Back out to Keeney. Keeney to Gillespie. Gets a pick set for him, but good help for the Indians. Back out to Gillespie. He shoots it, and it's off the front of the iron, and it's going to be a white ball.
I thought that went out of Dillon's hands.
That's one of them they could almost call it on anybody.
Yeah. Nope, Benny's back.
Tell you what, Benny gets, he must put him on oxygen over there or something. He's back in no time flat. Look at him. He looked like the same guy.
He's refreshed. Ready to go.
Looks like he just walked into the gym.
Yeah.
Yep.
After a nap.
Well, I played with his dad, and nobody sweat more than him.
Yeah.
Delvis with the ball out front. Elwer over to Keeney. Keeney going to try another one. Whoa, that one's way long.
Nice try
by number 10, but he throws it out of bounds on the rebound.
No,
Indians take it over.
J.J. Boniface, good hustle.
They are cold from three-point range, and they're, you know, that's kind of, for the last few years, it seems like that's been their bread and butter is a three-point shot. And
that's right.
These guys have good-looking shots, and obviously with some of the points they've made in the recent games, they're probably pretty good at it, but not
the
tonight.
The Canadian kid had 27 against Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, he can put it in the hole.
They can hit it.
Indians got her in.
But as they say, you live by the three, you die by the three.
That's right.
And tonight, they're dying.
Derek with the ball, getting guarded by Keeney. He's going to take it to the hole. He looks for Benny. He finds him.
Quick
Benny
out.
Back out to Owen. Owen from the corner and in and out. Benny with the offensive rebound. They're going to call him for the foul. I want to put the shaky-shaky on now.
Call him for a push, but he was on the outside.
He was underneath, and the guy was on him.
I think it was the wrong guy.
If there was a closer game, that would have been a bad call.
I think he was.
Doesn't make much difference.
It don't matter.
That was just a lean.
Yeah. Yep, that's a lean. 3 minutes left in the Ford Recovery Insurance. Fourth quarter.
Another strip by Regan.
Regan's got about five steals tonight, too.
Indians are going to be patient. Got the ball down here on their end of the floor. And
I'd say they're looking for something good right now.
2 minutes and 58 seconds to go in this ball game. Indians going to come out of Delphus with a nice victory here tonight.
Boy, they are. It's always hard to win up here.
I'm thinking their plan right now is not to have to shoot at all except foul shots.
Well, that very well could be. And Kale says, I don't think so. I'll take one from the corner.
Kale's making a liar out of me. It was been 3 seconds.
Kale's like, I need a bucket.
And it was a good shot.
But can't make a bucket.
Didn't go in.
All that.
It was a good shot.
Rebound to Delphus. They're going to bring the ball back down the floor. Elwer's going to make a drive and move. Kicks it out to Keeney. Keeney makes a nice spin move. Goes in hard.
Great.
Gets it blocked by Owen.
Owen Jr.
Kale picks it up.
On that one.
Man, I tell you what, he stayed with him every step of the way on that one, Harold.
Yes, he did. Did everything right. Stayed down. Didn't get up. Made it tough on him.
Indians still got pretty much their starting five in this ball game. There goes Derek to the hole. Nice fake. How about that?
Nice little pump fake.
Little drive into the hole. Shows a fake to Benny. The guy goes for it, and he lays it in for an easy bucket.
Got him a layup.
Indians up 26, 56-30 with right a little under 2 minutes to go in this ball game.
Very impressed with the Indians defense.
Man, I'll tell you what, our defense is really good.
Working hard.
Elwer with the
whoops.
Yeah. Gives it up to number 24. New guy coming in there. That's a Kerner kid.
That's a short one.
Tipped back out by Keeney. Keeney gets it over to That's the Schwinner short and rebound.
Every
Kale.
Time they take it in there, I think it's like Benny's a little dawning in there.
Plus two other guys have blocked shots.
Every time they come in, they're kind of like, ooh.
That guy's as white as the paint. Looks like Derek got poked in the eye. We're going to call timeout. Got our official timeout right now. Looks like Dylan Evers going to come in for him.
I think he's just finding his contact butt.
Yeah. Minute 21. Left to go in this one.
Should be in the ball. Looks like we're going to clear the benches here a little bit with them.
Yeah, I think
a little under a minute and a half to go. Adolfo's going to get some subs in.
Bring the young guys in.
We've already put about everybody in.
Yeah, we've been playing everybody.
With Smitty out, we only
we're
had
about
eight
seven
or
deep. Yeah.
It ends with the ball. Kale brings it across the timeline. Now Owen stands out here in the corner. Yeah. He's holding the ball.
Kind of got the old four corners look.
Yep. Now we go for an easy drive, and Owen's going to bring it in, and he's going to miss it. Minnie with the rebound. Guys are hanging all over him, and they're going to call a jump ball.
Call the jump ball and give it back to Duffy.
I don't think you're going to strip the ball from Benny.
No. They're not getting her out of there. Not without taking some flesh with it, I'm afraid.
You're not going to get that ball away from her, man.
No.
He gets that grip on it. It's not even a round ball anymore. He just kind of squeezes it.
Nope. Flattens it. 50 seconds to go.
Quick shot right here by Delphus. That's way off the mark. And rebound, Derek Jeudy.
Keep it at 30 points, boys. That's a great defensive effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what. Derek's going to bring it across. 38 seconds to go. Passes out to Owen. And I think this one's pretty much in the books, folks.
I think Delphus is going to let us end it.
We just got to.
Maybe.
Yeah, we just got to keep control of the ball here. We're dangerously playing on the mid-court line here. Now Kale's going to drive around a little bit with the ball and dish it back out to Derek.
Attaboy.
All you got to do, boys, take care of the ball, and this one's in the books.
And
Derek's
going
to take it to the hole. He comes back out to the top of the key to Kale. Delphus wore out.
9 seconds to go. They are tired.
Yeah, they're wore out. Indians going to come up here to Delphus.
Great effort by the purple line.
And put it to them, huh?
Yes, they did.
I could not. I'm
impressed.
I'm impressed too. And that's the ball game, folks. Indians win this ball game, 56-30, at the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Gotta love that.
Nice job by the purple and white.
Let's take a quick break. Maybe try to figure out some stats. We'll be back with the Miracling's post-game show.
See what we can find. Sounds good.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any Yelps here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, and you know, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV. Mm-hmm.
See what the Yelps have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
All right, we're back for the Miracle Lanes postgame show, Harold. We're going to have the coach come up here in a little bit, and he's going to bring the stat book up with him, and then we'll find out who had all these points.
Should have a smile on his face tonight.
Oh, he's got to be happy. I'll tell you what.
I would sure be happy. That effort.
He he's not afraid of the history of this place, you know.
Nope.
And we were talking during the break about he could be our first coach to go 1-0 up here.
Might be.
Yeah. Tell you what, we've come
I'll tell
up
you
here
what,
with some
I
solid
know he's
teams.
The first coach that's went 1-0 at St. Henry and 1-0 here.
Yeah. How about that?
That's pretty big.
Yeah. Here he's come.
There he comes. That's two big wins.
He's on his way over here. He's going to come out and do the radio real quick. And
yep. Let's take a quick break and give him a chance to get up these steps here.
Yep. Sounds good.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right, we're back here one more time at the Vatican. We got the coach up here. Congratulations, coach. That was a nice victory to come up here and get here from the Blue Jays, you know?
Yeah, thank you. This is my first time in here, and I've been told this is a tough place to play. And
it is.
And I can see why. But our guys were dialed in. I mean, I felt like we had a great week of prep, and they were ready for this one.
I tell you what, coach, what a great team effort tonight. You got some play out of some kids it was impressive. Dylan Evers, what a great game.
Really impressed with Dylan's game tonight. He had a strong game.
Yeah, it's just tribute to all of them. We bought into the team first mentality. You know, you're seeing a different lineup versus what you seen last year. We're mixing things up a little bit and trying to keep everyone off balance, but it's a total team effort, and it's, you know, it's probably fun for the fans to watch.
Oh man, it was fun to watch.
And you know, when Regan came in there, you brought him in, and man, he is really solid on defense. And then when he goes to the hole, that first step he's got is quick.
It's quick.
Lightning.
You know, guys, recollecting back to last season, that's why he stayed in that lineup, because of his defense.
I mean,
he can keep people in front. You probably heard me barking out, shrink the floor, gap control.
Yeah.
We just wanted to keep him out of the lane because they feed off of drive and kick three and hope someone helps.
Well, the Caney kid started out pretty hot. He nailed them first couple, and then Kale got on him a little bit and kind of put the woes
to him,
didn't he?
Put some length on him a little bit.
I think
he had 10 at halftime. I'm not sure what he finished with.
Yeah.
But the Boniface, J.J. Boniface had six, I think. So those two had 16 of their 19 in the first half, and I think we held them at a point in the fourth.
We kind
of took the air out of the ball a little bit just to milk it out.
And we got a game
tomorrow night.
And we could. And tomorrow night, you know, before we talk about that one, I'd say for us, we didn't get the stats, Bubba didn't shoot them up to us, but I think, I'm assuming Derek was our leader tonight.
tonight?
He had 13 and a half, I know.
You know, I honestly haven't seen the numbers yet.
Yeah. I
knew at halftime what was going on, but I just went in and, you know, gave our guys a big, you know, we're all just pounding chest, you know. But, you know, we'll take a look at it. But Derek played solid.
He played a good game. You basically came out in the post or the pregame speech you had. You kind of said, you know, we're going to try to take advantage of some disadvantages.
Mismatches.
And obviously, I think Derek and Benny were the
absolutely
mismatches.
Kale had some mismatches, too. Yes, you know, but yes. We were, you know, and give Coach Elwer credit. He was trying to send Owen's guy from the weak side over and triple team Benny. And we were trying, I was trying to get the guys to look for that skip when you see him take off, fake it to Benny, and skip it. And then we got Owen, who's a great shooter.
He may have dropped two threes there.
How about Owen Judy and his defense?
Yeah, great. He played today.
A lot of rebounds.
I'll tell you what, Coach, you got to be happy. 30 points. 30 points, is that? Yeah. I mean, that's got to be what you got to think in your head every game. Man,
you guys know that we're going
to
be a defensive unit. So,
absolutely. And they were tonight.
Yep.
Well, we got our hands full tomorrow night, Coach. We got to travel up to Crestview and take on that big boy, the Esler boy. And he's fun to watch. Harold and I got a nice chance to talk to him last year, and we decided that tomorrow night's probably going to be the last time we root for that young man, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So after that, we're all in on him. But
they got some pieces, you know, and we'll have our hands full. But we've got a plan put together. You know, I'll probably see the sun come up. I won't sleep tonight until I get us ready for Crestview, because we're looking for a double dip.
Very good.
Yes,
That'll be a great weekend. Well, we appreciate having you up here.
Appreciate you coming up, partner.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Safe travels home.
Yep. You too. How's Coach Melton?
We'll take a quick.
He's happy.
He has to understand how hard it is to come in here and come out with W. So we'll take a quick break. Spencey, we'll come back, wrap things up.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
All right, we're back here one more time to wrap things up. Harold, Indians come away with a nice 56-30 victory up here in Delta St. John's, and they're 1-0 in the MAC. And
good start.
Yeah, tell you what, you can't win them all if you don't win the first one.
Got
to
win that first one. You got to win
big.
That first one. And
hey,
we got her done.
That's exactly right. Tomorrow night we got a big game. We travel up to Crestview, and we're going to take on the Esler boy and the Crestview Knights.
That'll
be tough. If you get a chance, put that one on TV and listen to Big Rob. He'll be on WPGW. You can listen to it there. You can listen to it on Fort Recovery Radio. And next week,
simulcast.
Yep. Next week we got the girls at Parkway on Thursday night, and then Friday we get a couple home games next week. Finally, Harold, we got the Panthers coming on Friday, and then Saturday night
I'm sure
we got Anzonia. So
boys are looking forward to getting back at home.
Man, I tell you what, I gotta figure out a way to crawl through a crack somehow to get in that place. But I tell you what, nice game up here at Delphus tonight, and I want to thank Neil for having us do it, and all the sponsors that pay the bills for us.
Everybody did good.
And I think for Harold and I and Big Spencey, we're going to sign off and take her back to the music.
Let's head her home.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.